Hello, and welcome to day 13 of our Lent journey. This is Mandy again. We're almost 2 weeks into fasting and intentional prayer. I trust that the Lord is already revealing new things to you as you withhold distractions and coping mechanisms to make room for Him. Before we pray today together, I want us to do another deep breathing exercise. It'll just help us to slow down and prepare as we pray together. This exercise is called bunny breathing. So sit comfortably wherever you are. Relax your shoulders, unclench your jaw with all that tension, and close your eyes if you can. Then take 3 short breaths in through your nose. And then exhale through your mouth. Let's do it again. 3 short breaths in. 1 long breath out. One last time. 3 short breaths. And 1 long breath out. Good job. As a leader in our family and kids ministries, I think a lot about the future generations and the groundwork we're laying for them. I ask myself if we're showing them how to connect with Jesus, if they know who God is and what He's done for us, and if they know who God says they are. Whether you have kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews, plan to have kids someday, or just care about who we hand the world over to when God calls us home, we should be praying for future generations of Christians. So I've written a prayer that we'll walk through together today. Our Father in heaven, we praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image. You knew us as unformed beings before you put us in our mother's womb and knit us together with precision. All our days to come are already known to you. You have told us to be fruitful and multiply. And when you give us children, you remind us that we must come like them to you to enter your kingdom. You've told us to teach them your ways, instructing them when they go to bed, when they wake up, when we're together at home, and when we go about our daily tasks. Father, we know your ways are higher than our ways, and you know all things. We trust you with the lives of the generations to come. For we have no greater joy than to see our children walking in your truth. We ask that our children and the generations to come will delight in your word. May they be drawn to it every day and grow desperate for your truth. Lord, we pray they will memorize your word and carry it in their hearts for all of their lives, and that they will share your good news with those who don't yet know you. We ask that they will be born again, baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May they know you early in their lives so that they will build a firm foundation on you as they grow. We pray that they will hunger and thirst after righteousness and live as salt and light in this broken world. We ask that they will be shaped and influenced by your word. May it be the truth they cling to and hide in their hearts, so that they will not sin. We pray that you shape their identity and nothing else, and that they will be so clear about it that they will experience the freedom that only you can give. We ask that they will be effective and fruitful in ministry to others. May they speak truth and love, giving you the glory for every good and perfect gift. We pray that many will bless your name, because their lives were spent poured out as daily offerings to you, and that they will be known as people who obeyed you quickly and stood firm on your word. We ask that they will never fall away from their faith. May they have a steady and passionate relationship with you. We pray that even when temptation knocks at their door, you will stand in that way, and that they will find shelter and refuge in your love. We ask that the knowledge of the Lord spread to generations we will never know. You know their days, their forms, and their individual gifts and talents. You have a plan full of hope, provision, and joy. We ask for spiritual and literal fathers and mothers to the fatherless. You know each child and their condition. We pray that when they're in unsafe situations, you will deliver them from danger, and that through loving and compassionate adults, they will know your love, safety, and provision. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Now, before you go about your day, I pray this blessing just for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine down upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen and amen.